Parshas Vayishlach. Let's begin by asking something from the end of last week's parsha. After Yaakov Avinu and Lavan part, is the pasuk says Yaakov halach ledakoi vayivku boi malachei elekim, and Parshas Vayetze ends vayimei Yaakov kashurom machne elekim zeh vayikra shema mokumahu machanoyim. Is Parshas Vayetze ends with Yaakov Avinu meeting up with Malachim, this Machna Malachim, that Machna Malachim, and the last word of the Parsha is Machanoim. And then we go straight into the Vayishlach of Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanov. Is what's the Oimek over here? Why is there so much mention of Malachim over here? And Bechlal, Mepharshim ask, Chaim HaKadosh, others ask, why should Yaakov Avinu have sent Malachim Mamish? Like Rashi says, Malachim Mamish. Why send Malachim Mamish to Esau? Why is Esau befitting that Yaakov should send Malachim? Esau is a boss of Edom, send him boss of Edom. Now Chaim Kodesh also asks that why does the pasuk Marech where they send the Malachim to Arzo say it to stay Edom? Why say stay Edom? What's the stress over here of stay Edom? And then the pasuk continues by some leimod kusama etc. Imlovon garati voichar adoto. Imlovon garati brings Rashi to pshat. Number one, loina seisi sav achoshev elager. Is einecha kedai listen or hisi elabrora birchas avicho. I'm only I'm still a ger. Tovaache tariag garati begamashu tariag. Imlovon arosha garati v'tariag mitzvus shemarati. Is what's Rashi brings to pshatim is ba'oimik einyan and to Shotim are connected. What's the connection between keeping Tariag mitzvahs and based Lavan and still being a ger, not feeling a citizen down here? And then when Yaakov gets the message that Esau's on his way, what's the idea of dividing into machanois? And the emphasis is because the last word of Vayetze is Machanoyim, Vayivku boi Malachei Elokim, is there must be somewhat of a connection between the Machnes over here and the Machanoyim of the Malachim mentioned earlier. What's the connection? And then Yaakov sends back gifts to Esav, Vayitim yad avodov, Eide, Eide, Levadoi, Vayimel, Avodov, Ivru Lefonev, Revach, Tassimu, Ben Eide, Leide. It's the whole plan. Yaakov Avinu is planning out how to divide and how to spread out the animals. The revach to simus is Rashi. Kedei lasbia einish loyse rosha, to be masbia einu the einish Esav should see so many matonas. He should be blinded by the ribui hadoyrans, is Rashi. Is what's going on? What's Yaakov working at over here? What's he trying to impress? And then further on in the parasha, with the historical struggle between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach of Esav, again these Anyonim and Mukim, and Ein Lanu Shum Asoga Bahem, we just want to try to touch upon a Mahalach, a Tipa Min Hayam. The pasuk says, Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, and Rashi says, Shakach Pachin Ktanim, little jar. And then Vayeovik Ishimoi, says Rashi, a Loshon of Avak, Shayumalim Ofabra Gleim Alidein Anuam, so they kicked up Avak dust. And the Chazal Darshan that this Avak was Maala reached the Kisei HaKovod. What's the Indian of this? And then Vayaki Lo Yocholoi, the Malach is unable to defeat Yaakov Avinu. So then the Malach says, Lo Yom Oid Shumcha Kim Yisrael Kisarisa Lekim Anoshim Atucham. Let's try and think of a Mahalach to try to understand at least the tip of an ayam of what's really going on over here. And then afterwards, Esav finally meets up with Yaakov. Vayom Esav, Yeshli Rov, Achi Hilacha Shaloch. And Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. Esav says, Rov, and Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. Everything that I need, I have. And then, when they finally separate, says the Pasuk, why is it that Yaakov Avinu travels to Sukkos as soon as he leaves Esav? And then it says Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, the first place that they encamped upon leaving Mitzrayim was also Sukkos. So why when Yaakov separates from Esav, why when Klal Yisrael separate from Mitzrayim, why do they both go to a place called Sukkos? Al Kein Korah Shem Hamokam Sukkos. But the Mahalach B'Siyat Nishmai in all this is the following. We've discussed before already that the yesodistic difference between a Dovah Ruchni and a Dovah Gashmi is the following. Anything which is Ruchni pulls upwards. It pulls, it's carried in an upward direction. Which means even though it's down here on Oretz, but it has a natural pull into an upward direction. Against the forces of gravity. Every Dabar Gashmi is the opposite. It gets way down. The gravity pushes it down, and its path is a downward path. It's not an upward path. It's not in an upward direction. Anything Ruchni is always being sucked up in an upward direction. For example, everything in the Bria is divided into two, into Guf and Neshama. Let's begin understanding the Neshama. Neshama is the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Neshama is Nimshal and Ner. And a Ner is a candle, and a candle, the flame flickers. Flickers means it looks like it's trying to escape, it's trying to go up, just to be held back by the wick. The Ner symbolizes the Hislavus, to travel upwards in a vertical direction. Because the Neshama is rooted in Shemayim. And therefore everything has a natural Hislavus, a natural yearning to go back, to be pulled back to its Shurish. Because the Shurish of Neshama is in Shemayim, the Shurish of all Ruchni is in Shemayim, therefore it has a natural yearn to be reunited with its Shurish and to pull and to be carried upwards. Mashenkin, the goof is off from in Adoma. The goof is from the Adoma. And therefore the goof is lazy. The goof is heavy. Because the goof pushes down. The goof, and there's no pull in an upward direction by the goof. In other words, the neshama, anything ruchni, is light. It doesn't weigh anything. It gets pulled upwards. It doesn't weigh anything. It's not heavy. Mashenkin, anything that's goof is heavy and it's pulled downwards. And that's mamish the chilek between a live person and a dead person. The live person has his neshama. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that if you carry out a live person into the Shusha Rabbim, you're potter because you're not carrying him. V'hachai noisi esatzmoi. The person causes neshama is inside, therefore he's light and he's really carrying himself. Mashenkin, carrying a dead person is avada chayiv. Because a dead person is like a stone, it's heavy, and it's there's nothing carrying it upwards. And that's basically the chilek between an Adam and a Baal Chai. An Adam is Ruchni, an Adam has an Neshama chilek l'kamimal, and therefore that's why an Adam is compared to a tree. As the Pasuk says in Shoftim, just before the Sugya of Egla Rufa, Ki ha'Adam eitz hasadeh. Because just like a tree grows first in a vertical direction and then it branches out in the width, it branches out horizontally with branches, but first the tree grows up vertically. And Adam is the same thing. Adam grows vertically. The Ikar of Adam is in the upward direction, the vertical direction. Mashengin, a Baal Chai is more in the horizontal because a Baal Chai is more Gashmi. And anything that's Gashmi spreads out horizontally, and anything that's Ruchni is goes in an upward vertical direction. And that's why the first mitzvah that we do with a baby boy is mitzvah Mila, because Mila is the Rosh Teves, is Yidua from the Pasuk, of Miya Lelono Hashemayim, as says the Balaturim, is Rosh Teves Mila. In other words, the mitzvah Mila is showing the child, is showing that a person goes in a Miya Lelono Hashemayim direction, because when a child's born into this world, that's the first lesson we teach him, that an Adam, a Yid, is going in a different direction. He's going in a vertical direction and not in a horizontal direction. Somebody who's more Gashmi, who goes in a horizontal direction, is that's what we call Yesh L'Emona Ritz Matzrayim. He wants to spread out. He wants to spread out horizontally, just like a person who lies down, just like an animal that's spread out horizontally. If the more Gashmi the person is the more he wants to spread out. The more we think of Gashmi is a person as a house, then he wants to extend in this direction, he wants to extend in that direction, he wants to spread out, he wants to take up as much shetach as possible. Now Sheinkin, somebody is Ruchni, realizes that he's an Adam who's an Eitz HaSodeh, and the Eitz HaSodeh first grows vertically before it branches out horizontally. And this is best manifested at the difference between Adam and the Nochosh. Yidua before the Chet is the Nochosh. Say Chazal was also standing like Adam, and he was like the stick to lean on by Adam. He was Meshamish Adam. But as a result of the chet, the result of the chet that they fadaf, that they turned to gashmias, is what happened is, Nixitzu Raglev had his legs cut off, and now the nochash is spread horizontally along the floor, and Adam is still vertical. So the difference between Adam and the nochash is the difference between the vertical direction and the horizontal direction. Whoever corresponds to the nochash and what he represents is lives his life horizontally, spreading out, trying to gain more and more mokom and shetach. Somebody who lives his life vertically is living the life of the Adam, who's the bechin of the Eitz Hasod. And that's why Chazal say, and it's Gemara and Brochas, that there's all different, there's various types of Mises. Sometimes it's a big struggle when a person dies, and sometimes the person dies ben a shika, which means the following. If a person lives his life in a vertical direction, always looking with his machshava to go higher and higher, to get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nearer and nearer, with greater hasogas, always feeling that he wants to climb the Mi Yale Behar Hashem, and then it's a struggle. There's a lot of nisyonos, etc., which are holding him down, which are keeping him down from climbing, which are keeping him more horizontal than vertical. But when it comes time for a person to die, he gets like a push, like a catapult, which takes him all the way up in the direction that he was trying to get to all his life, and therefore that's called Misa ben Ashik. But somebody who tried all his life to spread out horizontally, and now the Neshom has to go back to its Shurish in a vertical direction, is then there's a struggle between the Guf and the Neshom. The Guf is pressing for the horizontal, and the Neshom is pressing to get out for the vertical, and that's a struggle that the Gemara and Brachas discusses B'Shas Misa. So therefore a person calls when he's in this world, and he has to remember the first mitzvah that they were Makayim with him, Mitzvah Mila, that his direction, his road, his path is a Mi Yal Alon HaShemayim path and not a horizontal path. The horizontal path is represented by the Nochash who's lying horizontally. In other words, one's ambition shouldn't be just a wealthy ambition to get to branch out, to branch out. Branching out means getting more and more gashmi, more and more horizontal, branching. And ignore the taivas of Olam Hazeh. Another example of this contrast is the difference between Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael. Pshat is Mitzrayim, we know that they used to mummify the goofs. Mitzrayim corresponded to what's called the horizontal way of life. The opposite of Klal Yisrael, who's the vertical way of life going higher and higher. They worked in the roichav, in the width, in the horizontal. And that's the idea of building pyramids. Pyramids means that on the ground, it's very wide, it takes up a lot of mokum, it takes up a lot of space, a lot of shetach. But when it goes vertical, and it starts climbing higher and higher, it gets narrower and narrower and narrow until it reaches a point, which means they don't follow, they don't travel the chlal in a vertical direction. Fakert, they're only walking in a horizontal direction, taking up as much shetach. When it comes to a vertical direction, they get narrower and narrower, they're not interested in that. As that's why in Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, as they also, again, they came out from the idea of the nochash, because we know Paro was the nochash, and just like the nochash is spread horizontal, Paro says Yecheskel, says Mesillas Yesharim was the bechin of a nochash, he's also horizontal building pyramids. Klal Yisrael came out, is they had to get used to living a world of climbing in a vertical direction and not in a horizontal direction. And therefore, in Ruchnias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with all the tools that are geared to taking us in a vertical direction, carrying us higher and higher and higher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these tools to enable us not to feel that we want to spread out, but to feel that we're traveling on a vertical direction higher and higher. Let's explain and let's expound. The Pasuk says in Yisroi that Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, and by the way, the Torah was given on the Har, because a Har means that you walk, it's the same walk as you're walking on the flat land, but nevertheless you're walking in an upward direction. A Har corresponds to walking, but in a vertical direction and not in a horizontal direction. The Torah is the tool that enables us to live and to climb in a vertical direction. And therefore the Pasuk says, there in Yisrael, Shomru lechem alois behor negeh bekotzeu. One wasn't allowed to touch or alight Har Sinai when the Shechina was there. However, b'mshrecha yoivel heima yalu behor. When they hear the yoivel being blown, is everybody can climb. And Rashi says, why can everybody climb b'mshrecha yoivel? Because sheyim shrecha yoivel, simon siluk Shechina v'afsakas hakol. Which means that when they hear the yovel being blown, that's a simon that the shchun is not there anymore, and therefore hema yalu bahar. Then you can, or it's mashma even from the pasuk, a bit of a tzivui, hema yalu bahar. You should climb on a mountain. And the obvious question is that the only reason why a person would want to climb on the mountain is when the shchina was there, in order to get closer and closer to the shchina. But what's the point of inviting people to climb on a mountain once the shchina has left the mountain? But the answer is that when the Shekhinah left the mountain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave us the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us a new mahalach, a new walk in life, and that's the vertical walk. And therefore the Pasuk is saying that when the Shekhinah left and Hashem has given us the Torah, Hema Yalu Bahar, you're supposed to climb, you're supposed to climb on a mountain. You ask, Mi Alelonu Hashemayimu, says Hashem, now I'm giving you the Torah, through the Torah you are, Hema Yalu Bahar, you are Yalelonu Hashemayimu. And that's the focal, that's the shoirish of all in Yonim of Torah. We see have to do with climbing or have to do with going up. For example, when we read the Torah in Shul, somebody who's called up, it means he's called up for to have an aliyah, and an aliyah means to climb, to go up. And where does he go up? He goes up onto the bima, because the bima is most shuls, one has to climb a few steps to go onto the bima. And then you read the Torah, when you finish the Torah, one makes hagba. Hagba means to lift up the Sefer Torah. Because the Sefer Torah, the Torah is the Hema Yalu, is the Yalu Lanu Hashemayim, is carrying us up. And it goes even deeper, because we said earlier that Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the Neshama is a Ner and it flickers, and it's like an upward climb. And we know that the Torah, the Shishim Ribi Oisis, and the Torah connected the Shishim Ribi Neshamas of Klal Yisrael. So every Ois in Torah has a Koyach to take us up. Every Ois in Torah is a Ner that's flickering, that's traveling in an upward direction. So the whole Kol Torah Kula is one big carry into the upward direction. And that's why we make Hagba. Even deeper, we know in the Mishkan there were two Kalin that represented Torah. Let's begin with the Menorah. The Menorah represents Torah, and Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, and the Menorah is the Ner, the flickering candle, and that's why Aaron HaKohen, from all the Kalin, Aaron HaKohen had to climb up a few steps to light the Menorah, because we're dealing with Torah, one has to first go as Agdoma into an upward direction. What was the other keli that represents Torah? The Aroin. And the Pasuk says in Truma, Vasu Aroin. Atzi Shittim, says Rashi, Aroin kamin Aroin is shoysim beloy raglayim. An Aroin is a type of thing that's made with our raglayim. What's Rashi trying to point out over here? But the answer is very poshut. Because Taka the Aroin represents Torah, and Torah is not, Torah is beker believer b'chin of raglayim. And therefore the Aroin on top had Kruvim, Voya Kruvim Porise Kunafayim Lamala, Soichachim Mechamfeyim. In other words, the wings weren't lying, the wings were spread as if they're flying, because the Aroin represents the Torah, and the Torah takes us in a vertical direction, in a flying direction. So therefore one forgets about the idea of Raglaim, and one takes off with the wings, because that's the Torah pulling him in an upward direction. There's another interesting thing about the Aron, that the Aron had Badim as many Kalim in the Mishkan had, but the difference between the Badim over here was, says the Pasuk, but Tabas Aron, you are Badim, lo yasuru mimenu. You're not allowed to separate the Badim from the actual Aron. The Badim is an imprint, the poles to carry the Aron are inseparable to the Aron, because the whole idea of the Aron is that the Aron carries its Torah, and Torah carries in an upward direction, and if the poles to carry the Aron were an inseparable part of the Torah, of the Aron, the Torah. Mashengin in the other Kelim, it was a mere means of transport carrying the Kelim from one place to the other. In the Aron, it's the Badim symbolized much more than that, much deeper than that. That lifting the Aron is the Aron. And it goes even deeper than that, because we know that it wasn't that the people lifted up the Aron, we know that there was a nest that the people lifting up the Aron were lifted by the Aron. As Chazal say, that the Aron was noiseis noisov, it carried the people carrying it. Because the Aron is the koich of Torah, and the koich of Torah is the koich that carries a person in an upward direction. So the people carrying the Aron were not carrying the Aron, but they were being carried by that which they are carrying. To teach us all this, the same Yisod. And therefore, an additional lakud in the Oren is that we know that the Oren didn't take up any space in the Kodesh Kadosh. There was a nest of the Oren was Eino min Amidor, because the Oren symbolizes Kulei Porisik on a fire going in an upward direction and not taking up any Shetach. A person who lies down, the Gashmi, he takes up Shetach. The Gashmi is like a person wants to branch out in Olam Hazeh horizontally. But the Oren is Kulei vertical, it's Benira Glaim even. And therefore it's Eino min Amidor, doesn't take up any room because it's cooler in a vertical direction. These were the two kelim in the Mishkan that represented Torah. But if one looks deeper in it, one sees the same message also in the whole Beis HaMikdash, the whole Mishkan. We know the Beis HaMikdash was also built on a har, on a mountain. So you have to go up onto Har HaBayis, you have to go up, you have to climb to get to Ruchnias. And we know that the focal part of the Beis HaMikdash was the idea of bringing up korbanos. And the first korban that's mentioned in the Vayikra is the korban oile means to go up. It was brought up on the Mizbeach, and the smoke and the fire alighted to Shemayim. That's the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Mishkan, the Korbanos, and therefore the parasha that begins discussing the Mishkan is called Parashas Truma. Truma means the same lashon as Laharim, to lift up, because the whole idea of the Mishkan was the idea of lifting up. The Mishkan wasn't really Toivus Mokum, and therefore the main part of the Mishkan was the oil moed, and an oil is only Arai. An oil doesn't take up any room. A tent doesn't take up, because today you pitch it here and tomorrow you pitch it somewhere else. So you see the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, of the Har HaBayis, the Beis HaMikdash, was the idea of going, traveling in the upward direction. And therefore the Kohenim was Zrizim Heim, because the whole idea of Neshama, the Beis HaMikdash, was a Mokum in a vertical direction, and there one goes with Zrizus. Zrizus is the opposite of laziness, and laziness comes from Guf, and Guf is heavy. Guf wants to lie down, to spread out. But the Kohenim were Neshamadik, they were Kulei, like we've discussed in other places, the Bechinus of Malachim, and Malachim also have Paris Ekonafayim, and therefore it's more traveling in a light within a Neshamadik direction, and the Neshama's light. So the Kohenim were Noisei Atzmei, so therefore they were all very light and they were all very Zoris. And this explains us an additional Oimek into the famous nest that took place at the Beis HaMikdash. Because Oimdim Tzvufim Mishtachavim Revochim, when they used to bow down, and when they heard the shame of Mephoirish in the Beis HaMikdash, is when they bowed down, there was more room when a person was lying flat on the ground than when he was standing upright, which is against logic, which is against Teva and against Metzias. What was the Oimek and the nest? Well, the Oimek and the nest is Moridic, because usually when a person lies down, means he's taking up room horizontally. He's spreading himself out in the horizontal direction on the Oretz. But the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash was Fakeret. Beis HaMikdash takes a person in a vertical direction. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this murder, and has to show it, that even when they're lying down, they're taking up no room. It's like a Bechon of Einu Min Amidah. They take up less room than when they're standing up. So the bottom line is, from all what we've said so far, that in Ruchnius HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the tools that gear us for carrying us and for taking us up in a direction, carrying us higher and higher. It's as if we have a car that travels in a vertical direction, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and the Avoida, the Torah from Har Sinai and the Avoida of Har Meiri, of Har Abayis, to take us up in a vertical upward direction, and we shouldn't get lost in the horizontal direction and direction of the goof of the nochosh of the Yetzer Hara.
Goof of the nochosh of the Yetzer Hara. And basically this was the chilek, the shorish of all this was the chilek between Adam and the Nochosh. The Adam is in a vertical direction and the Nochosh is in a horizontal direction. He who follows Adam and Rishain is in an upward. He who follows the Nochosh is in a horizontal direction. And with that we can come back, and we can come back to our parashas and understand the shorish, the chilek between Yaakov and Esav, and Yaakov's message to Esav in this week's parasha. Esau was born Shoya Nasav and Nigma Basaroi. Most of a person's hair is on his head. So what does it mean when Esau is Nigma Basaroi, which means the sar, the hair on a person's head, is the top of his head? That's the Bechina of a Keser, it's like on top of his head. And Esau was really Nasav and Nigma, which means in terms of climbing vertically, Esau was Nigmar. Esau was finished already. Esau doesn't climb a vertical direction. For now, Esau branches out in a horizontal direction. And therefore, Vayimdu Lan Ha'orim, Vayi Esav Yideh Tzayid Ish Sodeh. Sodeh means a wide shetach of ground. Therefore, Sodeh is almost the same letters as Deshe. And Deshe, we know, means a lawn. And a lawn is not just Esav grass. You don't call it grass, you call it a Deshe, a lawn, because a lawn corresponds to a wide area. Esav corresponds to the wide area, taking up a lot of room. And that explains us the oimik why Esav was a Ritzeach, because it's Yadua that the chet of Ritzicha has to do with this inyan, because every single person is Toifes Dalet Amos, and therefore the Ritzeach is the one that it disturbs him, that there's somebody else over here, that there's somebody else, that there's a Dalet Amos that isn't his. He wants to branch out into somebody else's Dalet Amos. The very fact that there is another somebody else, there is another Metzias that also takes up a Dalet Amos, disturbs him, because he wants his horizontal Shetach to be wider and wider and wider, and then he goes and murders. And that's why we said before that the pasuk that says that the Adam is Eitz Sada is written just before Kimotzei Chol Badama, the sugi of Egla Rufa. The sugi of Egla Rufa, which is the sugi of Ritzicha, is preceded by the idea of Adam is Eitz Sada. To teach us that why are you murdering the person? You murder this Oshayrish of murdering somebody because you feel that he's stepping on your toes. His very existence disturbs you from branching out. And then the pasuk saying no. Ki Adam Eitz Sada, man, a yid walks in a vertical direction. A yid walks with the direction of Torah and Mitzvahs. So why should it disturb you that this other person is here in the world? And that's the Bechin, as we discussed elsewhere, that in Egla Ruf it says that the Iker Rashi brings down that you have to take an Egla that never did any work, etc. Lechaper, on killing somebody, that you didn't let him make payers. And the Sisachom explains it doesn't mean literal payers, children, it means Torah mitzvahs. So in other words, the Iker Chetar Ritzicha is you're stopping somebody from doing Torah mitzvahs. Which means, Be'oimekainin is, what did it disturb you that he's in this world? He's anyways doing Torah mitzvahs and he's going in a vertical direction, so why did it disturb you? Why is he taking up Shetach of yours? And therefore, the pasuk of Ki Adam Eitz Sada is the hakdama to the sugi of Egla Rufa. So that's why Esav was a Ritzeach. Esav is Yedea Tzayit. He hunts and he kills because he's making more and more room for himself by taking out lots of other Metzias that they are in the world. Masenke and Yaakov, as we discussed, is the Akev, begins right at the bottom, he begins on the ground, but he's Yud Akev, he goes all the way up to the Yud, all the way up to the Machshava. Yaakov travels only in a vertical direction. Yaakov is not really Toifus Mokav Echlal, and therefore Yaakov is an Ishtom Yeshev Oyeholim, Oyeh, like oil moid. The oil doesn't take up any room, it's pitched one day here, one day there. So that's why Chazal say that Yaakov looked like Adam, the vertical direction, and Esav follows the Nochash, who's looking to branch out in the horizontal direction. Esav's finished already in terms of vertical, and he's only branching out in the horizontal. And with that we can understand why Esav was so angry that Yaakov took the brachas. Yaakov, you taking the brachas? What do you need brachas over here? This is all Shach to Esav, wants Roiv, wants to branch out, but Yaakov's vertical, so why should Yaakov get the brachas? And therefore Yaakov has to run away from Esav. And the passage by Yetzeh, Yaakov Avinu has a dream, and he's still a mutzvah of a roishma giyashamayma, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding him that his journey is a vertical journey, even though he was promised the brachas, but he has to realize that he's not meant really to be taking the chosim of Olam Hazeh, but Gashmi's beroichav in the witch, because his direction is a vertical one. And ever since the Balaturim, that Sulam is Gematria Sinai, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Ha Sinai, and just like Ha Sinai is the Bechin of Hema Yalu Bahar, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing Yaakov that you are a Sulam and you have to be Mal in a Sulam, rung by rung, mitzvah, mitzvah. You're walking in a completely, completely different direction than the horizontal one, totally and upward, being carried, being sucked up by the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. And that's why Dafka by Yaakov, Chazal say that Neshomah Shel Yaakov Chatzuv Mitachas Kisei HaKovod, which means that Yaakov is being sucked up to his Shoresh, to the Shoresh, the Neshomah that's in Shemayim. And therefore when Yaakov wakes up from that sleep, it's possible to say, Yisrael Yaakov Raglov. In other words, what does it mean by Yisrael Yaakov Raglov? So Rashi says it became easier for him to walk, but according to what we're saying is Muradik, by Yisrael Yaakov Raglov, now his Raglov don't have to walk, by Yisrael Yaakov Raglov, he has to carry his Raglov, because now he's in an upward direction, just like the Oren was Noiseus Noisov, is Yaakov was by Yisrael Yaakov Raglov. The Raglaim is that what carries a person, and who takes the person from place to place, but here Yaakov carried that which carries him, which is the same Bechina as the Oren being Noiseus Noisov. Yaakov Avinu is now after having the dream of Sulamot Sabatav, he's going in a vertical direction. And therefore he feels very, very light, because heaven has come from Guf, and Yaakov's vertical being sucked up like a flame that flickers. And therefore there's nothing heavy anymore. And therefore he goes to the well, and there's a stone on the well, and the Medrash Rabbah says that the stone is the Yetzer Hara, and that's why the stone is heavy, because the Yetzer Hara pulls a person like the Nochash to be horizontal, to be heavy, to be on the ground, and not to get sucked up in a vertical direction. But Yaakov Avinu is Kulei light, and therefore Vayogalas Evan, there's no such thing, he's conquered his Yetzer Hara, his Yetzer Hara's got no sleet on him anymore. And then Vayogal, he flicks off the Evan. But Lavan is the opposite. Lavan's greedy. Lavan is looking to increase his nechosu. When he hears that Yaakov's on his way, he runs and he hugs him, as Rashi and Chazal say. Yeah, he's looking for riches. Lavan's looking for greed. And if he makes Yaakov work so hard, and he sees that by Yaakov being there, Yaakov is supposed to be going already, but Lavan wants to keep Yaakov with him, because Yaakov is spreading out Lavan's animals. Lavan's getting wealthier and wealthier, and if he wants to keep Yaakov, that's the contrast between Yaakov and Lavan. Yaakov doesn't want nechosu. Yaakov says, in the parasha of Vayetze, because Yaakov is going in an upward direction, he doesn't need to branch out in Olam Hazeh. Mashenkin love on does, and if Lavan's desperate to have Yaakov around. But eventually, after the whole story, Yaakov goes away, etc., etc., and then we get to the end of Parshas Vayetze, and the end of Parshas Vayetze is Yaakov, after bidding farewell to Lavan, there's no more Lavan in the picture, there's no more greed, there's no more branching out in the horizontal, and now, once he's got rid of Lavan, Yaakov is now in a complete vertical direction, and therefore the pasuk says straight away at the end of Vayetze, as a hakdama to Vayishlach, Yaakov is now walking in a direction where the traffic isn't cars, the traffic isn't limousines, means the traffic is malachim. Vayit guboy malach malach elikim. Vayom Yaakov kashero machan elikim ze. Vayikushem amokam ahu machanoyim. Now it's kulei machanus of malachim. Because Yaakov Avinu is gone now. He's not in a bechin anymore. That he's in Olam Hazeh walking on the ground. He's bechin walking vertically. And therefore he meets up with malachim all the time. And that's why the Parsha mentions this, because that's the Hakdoma to Parshas Vayishlach. Because in Parshas Vayishlach is the Birur where Yaakov Avinu and Esau have to be misbara, that they're both going in a different direction. Where Esau is a Nochash and he's branching horizontal, and Yaakov is Adam who's branching vertical. And therefore Yaakov Avinu's message to Esau is that I don't know what you have against me, Bichlal. Why do I disturb you? Why am I treading on your toes? I'm going in a different direction. I'm not even stepping on you, Bichlal. And therefore, to prove the point, Yaakov Avinu sends his messengers, his friends, the people that Yaakov, so to speak, socializes with. And that's the Malachim. It's Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. Says Rashi, Malachim Mamash. Because the message to Esav is, you carry on spreading out in the horizontal, and I'm with the Malachim. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Arzo say Sedei Edoi. Because Esav is an Ish Sodeh, and a Sodeh is Deshe, and a Deshe is spreading out, and Yaakov saying, you carry on spreading out, I'm not disturbing you, I'll even assist you, help you along in spreading out, but I'm going in a different direction. And therefore, Koyama Abdecha Yaakov Lavan Garti, even when I was living with Lavan, and Lavan's also going in a horizontal direction, and I was helping him, assisting him, spreading out, I made him very, very wealthy, more cattle, more cattle, more cattle, but I, Bichlal, was in a different direction. In Lavan Garti, says Rashi, Loina Seisi Ger Asar V'choshuv, El Ager, I'm still a Ger, in this world I'm a Ger, I'm only here Agav. I'm not a citizen, I haven't applied for citizenship in Olam Hazeh. I'm a ger, I'm only here b'mikre, my feet are walking on here. But the etzem in my machshava, and where I really feel that I am, and all my ambitions and my she'ifas and my taivas are all in this davik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Olam Hazeh Elyon has got nothing to do with Olam Hazeh. I'm still a ger. And therefore, to prove his point, he says garti, which means also ger, but it's also gematria tariag mitzvahs, which means klemim love on a rasha garti v'tariag mitzvah shabarti. I was in Lavan's house and I worked for Lavan, and I could have become myself so wealthy from being with Lavan that all the wealth I gave to Lavan, because I'm not interested in it, because I'm busy. When I was in Lavan's house, I was busy with tariag mitzvahs, I was busy with going up another rung and another rung and another rung in the vertical direction. And that's the connection between the two pshatim of ger garti, as ger, stranger, I'm not a citizen, Olam Hazeh. But instead I'm keeping Tariq Mitzvahs, which takes me further and further away from Olam Hazeh, and that's where I'm heading the whole time, that's where my mindset and my whole focus is. So therefore we don't cross paths. I have got so many animals, I have become wealthy, I'm going to give it all to you, Esav. I don't need it. In the same way as I made Lavan wealthy, I'll make you, Esav, wealthy. You stay with yours and I stay with mine. I made an agreement with Lavan that Lavan is this type of life, I'm this type of life, and finish. We don't mix, we don't mingle, and we're not against each other either. Same thing with you, Esau. And therefore Yaakov sends with such a richus, how the Torah describes all the how many behemoths and how many of this. He's sending his wealth to Esau. And he says, V'revach tosimu ben eda le'eda, says Rashid. All Esav wants is the horizontal. All Esav wants is to spread. He's an Esh Sodeh, Deshe, spreading out horizontally. He wants to see lots and lots and lots and lots of animals. And therefore Yaakov says, make sure that you fill up the whole horizon, you fill up the whole area in front of you with animals, and then Esav will see that I'm sending him the wealth. And Malachim are coming to tell him, is therefore Esav will see that all the Olam Hazeh and all the horizontal I'm giving to him. And when he sees the Malachim, he'll see that Edan, I'm walking in a different direction, and therefore won't disturb him anymore. Olam Hazeh is yours, Esav. Take it. I'm not even walking there, Bechlal. And therefore, Esav, Yaakov commands those Malachim, Vayitzav Oysom Leimoer. And Vayitzav is, the Rashi explains elsewhere, Tzav is Milosh in Zeros, Zrizos, because Yaakov is showing him, sending the Malachim, of Bechim of Zrizos, like we mentioned earlier, like Gabi, the Kohenim Zrizos name. Because when a person is Neshomedic, when a person is Noisei, it's Atzma, when he's carrying himself, when he's climbing a har, is then that's the Bechim of Zrizos, of feeling light. And Yaakov again showing Esav that I'm light, I'm Neshomedic, and you are heavy, you're the bechina of a pyramid, you're the bechina that's spreading out down here in Olam Hazeh, lying down, laziness, that's your bechina, Esav. And then my Malach, I'm sending you Vayitzav, Zrizus, we're completely different by Rechav, we don't cross paths Bichlal. Continues the pasuk, "Vatavor hamincha al panov." He's sending Esav a mincha. And the Hilge Neumann, the Melech, says that mincha is the same letters as machane, because machane corresponds to malachim, machanoim. So Yaakov is sending a dual message. I'm sending you a mincha. I'm sending you matonas gifts. But in that mincha, there's also a bechin of machane of malachim. That the gashmi is the mincha, the present is yours, but the machane of the mincha, the ruchni is the vertical, is mine. So that word machanoim at the end of last week's parsha, the machane of the malachim, is that's an introduction to parsha Vayishlach. Those that Yaakov represents, but he gives Esav a mincha, a gift, because he's giving all what Esav represents to Esav. And that's how we can, again, touching upon the tip of an iceberg, how you can understand a tip of an ayam of what happened of Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi. Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi, says Rashi, Shogach Pachim Ketanim. And the Kliokor explains that Yaakov over here, by going back to the Pachim Ketanim, even though it's Machshavas and Machshavas Kadoshoi, so it must be Mezalzel in the possessions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person. But nevertheless, it showed the hairbreadth of a mashu of a kesher to earthly and worldly possessions, Tolam Hazeh. And whoops! Esau says, I call you red-handed. You are involved in Olam Hazeh. You are involved in horizontal life, in spreading out. You do want earthly possessions. And even though Yaakov, again, it was on a dakastika madrigan of Adai, he felt the Shem Shemaim and everything. But Esav said, here I call you treading on my path. And therefore, if I call you treading on my path, I'm going to tread on your path. And if you tell me, if your message to me is that my path is Olam Hazeh and you trod on it, is you told me that your path is the vertical path, the Bechin of Malachim, Machanayim, and therefore I'm going to tread on your path and I'm going to send my Malach to intercept. If you say you've got Shaykhs with these Pachim Ketanim in my world, I'm going to show you that I have Shaykhs to Malachim in your world, and I'll send my Malach to intercept you. And I'll stop you from going on your vertical direction that you so claim to be on the way to. And that's the pshat vayeyovek ish imo. They kicked up dust, and it's yadua that dust spreads in a wide shetach. And never, but vayeyovek ish imo, it says Chazal vayeyovek at kisa kovet. Yaakovino is showing that his whole connection to Olam Hazeh is only in order to elevate it and to bring it up in the vertical direction to the kisa kovet. And never the avak that corresponds to the horizontal scattering and spreading over the earth was kicked up to the kisa kovet, which is Yaakov Shurish, the Shurish on the Shomas. So by Yaakov showing him that even in the Gashmi of this world, Yaakovin is kula in a direction, in a vertical direction. So then Vayakilo Yochaloi, the Malach saw that he cannot overpower Yaakov Avinu. It's true what Yaakov Avinu, he practices what he preaches. And Vayiga Bekap Yurecha, the Chazal say that's the Mokum Hamila, and the Mokum Hamila is the Rosh Tevis of Mi Yal Elonu Hashemayimah. So he tried to be Poigim Yaakov of Mi Yal Elonu Hashemayim, so he tried to be Poigim Yaakovin's connection of the Mi Yal Elonu Hashemayim to Shemayim. But he changed Yaakov Avinu's name from Yaakov to Yisrael, because Yaakov corresponds to Akev. Akev was right at the bottom when Yaakov began as Avoider. But by now he sees that even a Malach can't stop and can't prevent Yaakov Avinu from reaching his destination. And therefore he changes his name to Yisrael, which is Yoshokel. Yaakov Avinu, you're going straight up, Yoshokel, straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see and I'm Amen and I accept that you're going straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then afterwards, when Esav and Yaakov meet together, as Esav says, Yeshli Rav, Rav means I have lots covering a wide area. Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol, whatever I have is whatever I need for my avodah to go up. And therefore Esav says, let's go together. And Yaakov says, no, you belong in one direction, I belong in a different direction. And as soon as Yaakov gets rid of Esav, because it says, Yaakov goes straight to Sukkos, because Sukkos is Diras Arai, Sukkos is oil, and Yaakov is a Yoshev Oholim, and an oil doesn't take up any Shetach, doesn't take up any room, and a Sukkah also doesn't take up any room, anything that's Arai doesn't take up. But Yaakov's showing that he's different to Esav, who's in the horizontal direction. He is, Yaakov is the Bechina of vertical direction. As Chazal says, Svamak Doshim Seyul, Mikneihu also Sukkos. So all Yaakov's Kinyonim are all Sukkos. All Yaakov's Kinyonim are all the Bechina Ekeilu in a vertical direction. These are Yaakov's Kinyonim. Yaakov's Kinyonim are his Torah mitzvahs that takes them into a Sukkos direction. Sukkos leads us to the Bechina of Ayiso Yaakov Raglov. And therefore, Matzah Sukkos, we dance with the Torah, because the Torah is Hagba. Torah is Aliyah. The Torah is Har. Hema Yalu Bahar. And therefore, when we Samech in Torah, we dance. We lift up our feet. That's the Ayiso Yaakov. That's through Chag HaSukkos, after spending 7 days in the Sukkah with realizing that we are heading in a vertical direction and we don't take up any Shetach, is then what happens is by Yisra Raglov, then we lift our feet and we begin going in a vertical direction. And that's exactly where Yaakov Avinu is going after separating himself from Esav. And that's exactly where Klal Yisrael went to after being in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is pyramids. Mitzrayim takes up room in the horizontal. When it comes to the vertical, as we said before, is then there's a point that it gets narrower and narrower. They don't journey in the vertical, they only journey in the horizontal. They mummify the bodies, they worship the Bechina of bodies, of dead bodies that are lying flat. Is therefore being in Mitzrayim was like being in total horizontal direction. You're not going up. And there's even greater oimek to this, because you know that Mitzrayim made Klal Yisrael build buildings in a way that the buildings would collapse, would sink, which means that you're staying here, you're not going anywhere, you're not going up anywhere. You live only in the horizontal on the Roichav. Is Mele and Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that to prepare themselves for Har Sinai, to go up, to begin on the vertical ascent. And therefore that's why the first place they went to is Sukkos, which Sukkos teaches us this Inyan. And the whole 40 years traveling in the Midbar was the idea of traveling Vayisu Vayachnu, Vayisu Vayachnu. You're not Taifas Mokim down here in this world. You're here for a second and suddenly you get a signal that you're off to a different place. And when you're never taking, when we're never Taifas Mokim anywhere, there's no Kvias over here, down here in this world. And this is what Sukkos reminds us of. The Sukkah is a Zechet on Anan HaKobot, and the whole of the beginning of Masechet Sukkah begins at Sukkah Lamala Mesra Mam Apsula, and the Gemara explains that Vishle Sholta Beheino, you know, if the Sukkah is Lamala Mesra Mam, you can't go up with it, you don't see it. You have to have a Shlitas Ayin, you have to be able to see the Aliyah, you have to be able to see the God. And if you know, if it's not, it's not Sholot Beheino, means that you don't see yourself in a vertical direction, is that's a Psul by Mitzvah Sukkah. And that's why Klal Yisrael went to Sukkos, and that's why Yaakov Avinu goes to Sukkos.